Section 459C, and Section 467 by order of the Catskill Town Board. Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
And this follows the county as well. Anybody in the public have any comments? Board?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion by Jared to close the public hearing.
Second.
Second by Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Public hearing is closed.
Do you want to go into your minutes while that's happening?
Yep.
All right, so we need to approve January 7th minutes, organizational monthly town board, January 15th committee minutes, January 24th bid opening.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Paul.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
We can go into correspondence. Dale's out making a phone call. I know, Mike, you have something to go through.
7:15, I know.
Okay. All right, once Dale gets back.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Start again. Correspondence, notice of public hearing for 8-year annual review of Agricultural District Number 124 of Greene County Economic Development scheduled for February 19th, 6:25 p.m. at 411 Main Street. NYS DOH monitoring notice of Catskill Water District Number 1. Email from Monica Kenny Keefe complaining of stop and fine publications littering Jefferson Heights.
What is shop and fine?
That's one of those. It's kind of like the penny saver.
Yeah.
They probably just blew them all over the place.
Well, there's no penny savers up there.
Yeah.
She just likes to complain, I guess. Huh. I haven't seen a penny saver up there in a year and a half.
Doing 5 and 6?
Snow plows. Let's do snow plows.
Yeah, we can do 5 and 6. I mean, 3, 5, and 6. We don't. Okay. Or 4, 5, and 6. We can do that. Cool. I'm sure. That's just. Whereas Greene County Real Property Service Tax has requested an order to properly administer the 2020 assessment roll with respect to senior citizens and disabled low income tax exemption, the minimum income limit to adopt for 2020, and whereas the Town Board of the Town of Catskill has held a public hearing on the proposed local law to increase the maximum income limit on February 4th, 2020 at 6:30 with all persons who wish to be heard to be able to do so. Whereas, upon recommendation of Greene County Legislature, that the maximum income limit be set to $29,000 with full sliding scale for 2020, and whereas, if said owners fulfill certain qualifications, including limited income, which does not exceed an amount filled by the board, so, therefore, we the Catskill Town Board resolve and adopt Local Law 1 and 2 of 2020, which states that the income of the owner or combined owners of real property who are 65 years of age or over must not exceed $29,000, and be it further resolved that the sliding scale provision of real property tax law section 67 paragraph 1B subdivision 1, 1B subdivision 2, and 1B subdivision 3 of section 459C shall remain in effect and be hereby is adopted regarding this exemption. Be it further resolved, which the income amount shall be effective for this assessment rolls based on the taxable status date of March 1st, 2020 or after.
Motion.
Motion by Paul.
Second.
Second by Jared.
Aye.
All in favor? Motion's carried.
Senior citizen.
Okay, that was, he didn't need to pick up. So we did the public hearing for the
citizens. Yep, public hearing's done.
So we have the floor to Mike next because you didn't want to wait. He's got a dinner appointment at 7:15. So we're going to let him talk. He went down to the Ricky Kramer Field and he has a couple of ideas for us.
I'm Mike Carroll. I own Mike's Barbershop in Jefferson Heights. I live in Jefferson Heights and Wildwood Park. I noticed dogs are always running around without leashes. There is Green County leash law. It's a little concerning. There's no places for a dog to run nicely or safely. Okay. With that, also, there's roads with, I see a lot of kids with their dogs. A kid could also be hit by a car. I went to this park over here at the top of Main Street. I found two needles, several condoms tied in knots, a couple drug baggies, and a hill fully sloped mud, chicken wire for the back part, someone to fall down that hill. And on the sign it says properly that the person with the dog is supposed to keep the dog on leash and also clean up the feces. There's feces everywhere. I didn't feel safe at all. Bring my 4-year-old stepdaughter around needles and drugs. Just wasn't happening. I think in Jefferson Heights and Ricky Kramer Field, it would be a good idea to have a nice closed-in fence to promote safety for families to actually hang out with their children at a baseball game in the park and have the dog there so families can actually hang out together in a safe environment and get off their cell phones and computers in their home. I think it's probably in the best interest for this area to do it because there's a lot of working families and there's not much time so families can actually go and walk there. Because families are going to Athens and Cara, and they're spending their money at restaurants in Athens and Cara, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, instead of spending their money in the town of Catskill, where we can keep the money in Catskill if we have a safe environment for dogs and families. Nothing large, nothing crazy. A friend of mine, Damon DiGiovanni, just worked with Mr. Grassi down at the Point. He put in a fence and the beams for the amphitheater area, I guess, down there. And he donated his time and work. He's also going to help me donate his time and work for this fencing also. And I have no problem fundraising, and I have a lot of community support. I spoke with Aidan O'Connor, Chris Tagg, the Creedys, the Catoos, Tammy Lacey, Matt Lavera, everybody possible. I just think it's great to have a nice park where a dog can actually run and safe without having to deal with prostitution or needles or things that kids can step on or maybe pick up and grab. It's just, it's concerning to me that there's, it's unsafe over here in this park. Right.
So the only problem with the ball field is it's tight up there. So we,
that so the way the property, 30 by 30.
I know, but hold on a second. The way the property line is, we don't own all that. It's part of the dentist's office.
Sure.
You know, and then when there's ball games down there, you can't get another car in that parking lot.
Sure.
You know, so I mean, I think a dog park is a good thing, but at
it doesn't have to be large. I'm not saying like a, not even as big as this room.
I mean, but I think it's something we gotta look or should look at, or at least take an opportunity to see what kind of space we have down there.
Because
I mean, somewhere in town, I think it's a good thing that we have some kind of facility where that's a fenced in area where you can leave your dog.
I just think it's also good because families go down there for baseball games and just, they have their dog on leash, and they're sitting on a bleacher and there's families around. Some families are scared of dogs.
Right,
and they might not want to have a dog around their other pieces of their family, or so a nice little spot for them is just the dog in. And if you go down with your kids and they're going to the swing sets, right next to the swing sets, you can put the nice little fenced in area, the dog, and they can run around and get their both kids and dogs can run their steam out, and you know families have a nice night.
Right.
I just think it's just a nice thing for families, and I'm 100% into fundraise. Donate, and I have a person that will 100% donate his time and hours and work for a fence. So.
Very good. I mean, like I said, I think it's a good, you know, something of that kind of line is good for the town of Catskill. After I brought it up to a few people, I mean, I'm an advocate for it, to be honest with you. I like the dog park idea.
We were just talking about it a couple weeks ago.
And then, and I think other people are for it as well, but I think you got to look at the proximity, the closeness to the swing set area that's located. Because of your, I mean, I'm a dog lover. A lot of people are. But all of a sudden, if you got somebody that's afraid of dogs, they might say, wait a minute, that's only 50 feet or 100 feet away from where this playground is.
But also, families take a dog on a leash on the bleachers That's like 2 to 3 feet away from other people.
But they can't anyway.
They can't?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think it's good for families.
No, I agree with you. It's something that I think we should and will look at in the town. And, but if you got those contact persons, especially if you get something off the ground and... Yeah. Or you can, you know, give them, you know, you don't have to do it tonight, but you be, and I'll follow up with you and try to get some of those contacts.
100%, yes. Can I also get a copy of that, of the map there, with the proposed possibility of it, or no?
I'm going to try to get a PDF file. Okay. I'll be honest with you, I had somebody print one of those about two weeks ago, and I couldn't no longer find it, and they were kind enough to give me that one today. Okay, so cool. They're supposed to give me one on a PDF file so I can, you know, forward to you through an email.
Yes, and I gave you Damon's number. 100%, he is full in for donating his time and effort to build a proper, safe environment.
Good. And again, if you got volunteers, because we're looking to do a lot of other additional work at the Ricky Kramer Field, well, so it's something.
Right. I've been speaking with Pete Gannon. He's the president of United Way out of Albany. He's trying to expand the United Way also into Greene County and Columbia County. And he's going to go through my barbershop. And I spoke to him about the park and how it needs to be a little help with the United Way. And he's also willing to meet.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Any further comments or questions? Or
no, I think it's a great idea. We have to. There's a lot of stuff we have to research, especially with insurance.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but other towns have it. Carroll has it. Bethlehem.
Right.
Has it.
Yeah,
so I mean, we can see what they've done with their parks and see
it's
if it's a good fit for Catskill.
It's just horrible to see people in the community driving to a different town and then getting lunch and spending Catskill dollars in Carroll or Athens when they can spend it here in Catskill.
Right.
You know? I'm sure you brought. What kind of fence are you thinking?
Just a nice chained in fence. It's going to be a little bit higher, obviously, so that it'll deter climbing or whatever possibilities of what happens up in this park, because there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens up here.
Right. And talking with another person today, even like I might have been Bethlehem, it doesn't really matter. But when they have a gate going into the dog park,
correct,
it's a double gate, so you don't get
correct.
You got to get them really corralled in there to make sure that we don't have dogs on the run and you know
correct.
Fight somebody.
Whatever. Yeah, so there would be a caged in area where they can run around.
And licensing.
There'll be a smaller fence about this high around it, so when you actually get into the fence, it's not like if a dog does quote unquote get out of that bigger fence. It can't get out of the second fence because there's just no way.
Now, you're going to have separation between small dogs and little dogs?
I mean, we're not going to have 100 dogs there at a time.
Or small?
No, I don't think we're going to have 100 dogs there at a time. I know the people in Jefferson Heights, obviously, and they
walk the cemetery frequently.
They walk the cemetery, and there's never, I mean, I've seen when I've been down there on the cemetery, 2 people at a time. I don't think there's going to be 30 dogs at a time. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a nice, cozy area for families. I just think it's a good safety issue.
Right. If you have 5 dogs at a time, I think it would be a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's that theory, man. You build it, they come. Yeah. Because we go out. Go to Carroll. We take our dogs out to Carroll. And there's always a lot
they
of
come,
people.
That's a great thing, though. People will start.
Right. Well, that's why I say about being down there might not be the right exact place for it.
But if we get usage, that's what it's all about. Because if we got usage, that means it's something that people wanted, and you know, so it's a positive for people. I'd hate to do something and nobody uses it. That's kind of then you're saying maybe we made a mistake.
Well, that's why I have many donations.
Okay.
So this way there's not taxpayer or money spent that's unutilized.
30 by 30?
30 by 30 is what I'm thinking. That's not that big. It's just something fun, a dog to run around, pee, poop. It got a little bag compartment so you can garbage can, I'm going to have it all set. Just something safe without drug needles and condoms. And this was unsafe when I went up here with my 4-year-old daughter. It was just unsafe.
And that's something that would probably, supposed to be changing over, but that's, again, that's
I don't know, that's more
of a village issue and an enforcement issue. And
I just hate to see money leave the area. We need money in the area. Mm-hmm.
My concern, through the whole conversation, my concern is I don't want the same items that you just described up here to become a problem up there.
That's why we have to try.
I mean, it's got to be managed correctly.
We have less monitoring up there because the town doesn't have our own police department.
Right.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. Right. I mean, camera system or something, I can figure whatever out. Whatever's needed, I would love to come to meetings and figure out a way to make this possibly work. Just because I want a safe place, man, for my...
Right.
I see kids running around wild in the park, and they got nowhere to go. Really, you know, they don't go down there with their dogs because they don't want to walk on the road. It's unsafe on the road. And,
Okay. Yeah. So we'll investigate it.
And, yeah.
We'll see what if it's a viable thing for us to do, and we'll definitely move
Excellent.
Forward. All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, brother. That's amazing.
Thanks for coming.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Sorry I was late.
Mike, nice to meet you.
That's Go on.
Okay, so now we're picking up with the, we're going to do this. We've got that ready.
The resolutions?
We're going to start with the resolution if it's the bond thing we're doing.
We adopted local, we did number four.
Four is taken care of.
Four is taken care of. So the bond resolution, the first one?
Sure.
Okay.
A special meeting for the Town of Board of Catskill, Greene County, held at the 439 on February 4th at 6:30. And this is a third supplement bond resolution appropriating an additional sum of $690,154 to undertake certain projects consisting of the sanitary sewer system in Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District at the cost not to exceed $14,100. Appropriating said sum thereafter and authorizing issuance up to 14-1 serial bond of the Town of Catskill to finance said appropriations. So, I guess we need a motion for that?
We need a roll call vote.
So we need a roll call vote on that, so I need a motion to move forward with the bond resolution?
Motion.
Motion by Paul?
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? And we need a roll call vote, please.
This isn't for the bar screen, is it? What's this for?
This is increasing the...
Just increasing the total.
That's right. 14 million.
To 14,100,000.
I know what he meant. When he said 14,000,
I didn't want to say that 14 number. Million.
Actually, it doesn't require...
It doesn't require... So we'll do a roll call until we start.
Let's do aye.
Aye for...
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Okay, motion so carried.
Okay.
I still got to find my notes here. I kind of got screwed up.
Over here.
Next resolution, we're at here is change in the employment status. We got at the Highway Garage, Sean Beers recommends that we and wishes to change employment for Chad Zimmerich from temporary full-time employee to full-time MEO as he's passed the requirements to full-time employment. And whereas at effective February 2nd, 2020, so therefore we, the Town of Catskill Board, hereby approve the changes in employment status for Chad Zimmerich from temporary full-time to full-time MEO effective on February 1st, 2020. Sam, I don't have to read all this. Right? Okay.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. So the motion does pass. Good thing is, I did hear good things about Chad. It is a great thing when you bring new employees on board and things of that nature. It's a life-changing event for him. And from what I'm hearing, he's going to be a good employee for the Town of Catskill moving forward. Okay, next one we got is change of employment status. Sean Beers is wishing to move up Fred DeLeo from an MEO to an HEO, and he wants that to be effective on February 16th, 2020. And with that, the effective date on that would be February 16th, 2020.
Why is he moving him up?
Positions open.
Because he had a position open and it was up for bid. I think they left that open.
Motion
by Dawn, seconded by Jared. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion still carried. Okay, next one we got is a renewal for the contract for our Employee Assistance Program, EAP. So whereas a renewal of a contract that was submitted for EAP services for the Mid-Hudson Valley for Employees Assistance Program and the well-being of our employees. So we're going to need a motion for that, please.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick. Any second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? All those?
Aye.
Everybody in favor? Got that one out of the way. And what do we do next?
How do you make out? Well, the continuing business.
Yeah.
the Leeds Jefferson Heights Sewer District.
Okay.
Can we postpone that till Thursday, till we get a hold of Michael or Alan at the department head meeting?
Patrick will come.
Okay.
So we can Yeah.
So you right. So we don't want to accept that it's for tonight. Or
no,
something.
No, because there's a discrepancy.
There's one. It's kind of. Yep. It has different verbiage that doesn't really coincide yep. and flow properly. We got this one resolution we were going to do, but the verbiage in the resolution is not correct at the current time, so we don't want to entertain that.
I called the village highway superintendent, and he wasn't clear as to what company is getting the bid.
Right. I'm fairly clear on that, but again, the verbiage in the resolution is not correct, so we can't pass it at the current time. So we'll
clarity tomorrow. We can vote on Thursday.
You have this. Well,
oh, we're having a department meeting.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do it then. We'll do it. Okay, so we're going to table that until Thursday morning. Sounds like a plan. All in favor of tabling the motion, the resolution?
Aye.
Okay. Correspondence. So, I think we're on that correct.
Correspondence for done. So, snowplows.
So, now we've got new business. And you want to discuss the possibility of putting new snowplows or two new snowplows or what's
two?
Two at the.
The plan is to replace two big snow plows, and they'll be multi-use, so they'll be dump trucks, so Sean can use them throughout the year, no matter the season. The highway department was downsized back in 2014-2015. We absolutely need those big 4x4 plow trucks for areas like Mossy Hill, Vetter Mountain, 5 Mile. Right now they're doing them with small trucks that are getting beat up.
Right. Those are those like mid-sized dually yeah. trucks that we have out there?
Yep. His current lease payment is, the last payment is this March, and it's for $67,000. So if we do a bond for $450,000, which would be a complete truck upfitted with a sander, plow, wing, everything, two trucks, $450,000 at a 7-year bond with
$70,000. Right. Yep. Just a little over $70,000.
So it's $3,500 more than what his
payment is now. I was actually kicking around the 5-year because of the fund balance transfers we do after this fund every year.
Well, what I think.
Right, you could pay it off early. You might as well go with the 7
we
and then.
Do the 7, and like we've been doing, yeah. we've been very good with the ambulances. We pay them off a year.
Because those smaller trucks aren't going to last.
Right, I mean.
Because God forbid something happened, we don't want to cut ourselves short.
Right. I'm 100% with Paul on that. I mean, the difference if we go with 7-year is only $1,388 from what we're paying now.
Right.
But if we move up to a 5-year bond on those particular yeah. things, then we're talking about $27,232.
And that would eat into his potential fund balance rollover from year to year.
Right,
right.
So
my only thing is those small trucks aren't going to make it 7 years.
No, Sean has been very good with his money getting new trucks, what, every 3 years now?
The regular cab. Yeah, but we haven't replaced any of the 550s yet, the 5500s.
The Dodges?
Yeah.
Are we going to surplus anything when we get these new trucks?
It's not going to be included in with this. We're looking at selling number 4, which is a 2004 or 2 International.
The 2004 that we're
there's a local municipality that's possibly interested in buying it.
Is that one of the ones that are on lease now, or
no?
This is another vehicle that's.
It's another vehicle that's greatly underpowered for the tank. It was a demo when it was bought.
Okay.
And it's been a problem since we've had it. It was my old truck.
I mean, is there any estimated value on what you think that truck might be worth at this time?
I wouldn't even know where to
be. 18 years old.
Yeah.
Not much.
Is that
one of
the
Sandra or Harps? Nope, that's
cool. So at this point, Sean's still looking for bids and trying to get some pricing on these vehicles.
Sean is doing his homework. What we need to do tonight is, I believe, authorize him to go out and get bids for the trucks, and then also, if we want, to set a public hearing for a bond.
We're not accepting it right at the moment.
Yeah, we're not accepting anything.
We're just trying to authorize him to go out and get some pricing. Yeah.
And he's doing that. He's working with, I want to say it's like 6 or 7 different manufacturers.
Right. I thought he was looking at some Western Stars.
Western Stars, International, Mac. What was that? There's a couple of them. He ran
Ball.
I think Ball was one of them.
Okay. motion out that we want them to go out to look for bids. Do you want to get any...
Yeah, we might as well schedule the public hearing too.
Well, you really should probably contact bond counsel first. They're going to have to write everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to, tonight, we should authorize him to go out to specs, you know.
Spec, right, right, not to bid.
Yeah, because we're going to have to put this off to bid, so he's going to have to write the specs.
Okay.
We'll put it out, unless...
He's working off of a piggyback, right, yes.
He's working off Albany County tonight, so we don't have to put it out. So, yeah, we just need to...
But you need to contact bond counsel.
Yes, all right, maybe we can...
So let's contact bond counsel, we'll send them all the information that Don provided us from the bank, the payments.
Right, okay.
Connect them with Don, they've worked together multiple times. Right, yeah, and I did ask for a lease option, and he didn't, I thought the Bank of Green County was doing municipal leases.
No, they only had the last time.
Yeah, but I thought that changed.
Right. But, but the two that are on lease now, they're going to stay in our fleet once they come off.
Yeah, we're going to buy them for $1.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No,
so I guess furthering on, we're going to follow up with some bond counseling at this point then?
Yep.
I'll contact Michelle.
Okay.
Yep. And then hopefully next meeting we'll be able to set the public hearing.
Okay. All right. So we'll put that up on continuing business for next month. Well, the dog park, so I can take Mike Carroll. He came in. The next one, we got our attorney for the towns asked to go to the Association's Towns meeting down in New York City, where he did continuing education and for the town and such like that. So I guess that's open to discussion, but again, he's asked for it. And now at this point, we're at a situation where Mike's kind of offered up paying for half himself and then the town picking up the other half of his trip, you know, going to New York for his travel. Which I believe he estimated at $140 for transportation to go with Amtrak. The lodging at some of the hotels, I mean, is around, what, $350 or something like that. He does stay at another spot, but it wouldn't be over that amount of $350 per night. And I think there's three nights possibly involved. And I didn't get this from Michael personally, but it looks like being as an attorney thing, if the registration might be around $470 for that particular program. So it's, you know, we're talking about $1,600 to $1,660. So if you met them halfway, it would be around $830. I mean, we could look at capping it, or, you know, again, it's open to discussion to the board.
When I worked at a particular school district, and I had to go to training in the city for my job with the school district, the school district was not going to pay for Amtrak. They paid for Metro North. So I had to park on the street in Poughkeepsie where it's free parking. And do round trip on Metro, which is like $60-something.
Versus $140 or $150 or whatever that Amtrak is.
Yeah. So I'm just letting you know that.
Not even $60.
Right.
$40.
So,
well, she's going back and forth, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like 27 or...
I think the when I looked it up on the internet, I think the Marriott was around $350 on the lodging for the Marriott.
But he also gets a special price because it's a municipal...
Well, I think that was part of the training. I think that might be the price. Plus, he's staying in another location that he relayed to me that would be a less expensive or, you know, a little bit more reasonable than $350. So, again,
he's going to get 13 hours of continuing education, which I've always thought is important as far as everything that goes with the time and place. In the past, we've paid for the course. Was Liz and he paid for his lodging? Was that how it worked last time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we should pay for the course and he pays for his lodging.
And travel?
Well, we have reimbursement for travel of 51 cents a mile or something like that.
It's like 57 now, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I'm completely fine with this, but I thought it should have been brought up to us during budget.
Right. And he didn't go, and I don't believe he went last year. I mean, I know he's gone in the past and, you know, and things like that. I mean, it's a good thing, but again, it wasn't something that we budgeted for,
right.
So it's not appropriated.
I mean, yeah, it's only $800, but...
But you know what happens when you do an $800 item today and you do another $800 tomorrow, at the end of the year, you got an $8,000 bill, possibly, if you do that a few times. And that's really my concern about it, but again...
So I've said it before, I'm okay with paying for the training,
okay,
and that's it.
All right. I mean, I think, I mean, you want to put a dollar amount on, like you...
Whatever the cost of the courses are. I mean, that's what I...
Okay. I mean, I think it's $470, by the way I looked. I mean, I didn't get the price from Michael, but I think his price being in it, because he's going to it, not the general sessions per se, it's more of a law thing. And the way I seen it on the internet was $470.
Is it two separate days or just one day?
I believe it's 3 days, actually. It's 3 days. So you go down, it's probably Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is the dates of the training. And you go down on a Sunday, and you come back on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. Well, anybody want to make a motion, or we want to not do it, or any? I mean, if Paul wants to go with just the cost of it, that would be $470, or we could round it.
That's my opinion. I mean, I don't know, whatever else.
Or we can say zero. I mean, it's up to. I mean,
well, if that's what they've done in the past, then we should probably do status quo from what they did if they paid for the training in the past. And moving forward, we budget for it.
Jared, what's your? I mean, what you saying?
I say we pay for the training and he takes care of his lodging.
Okay, so that's kind of what
all time Paul's saying. Reimburse the travel. So
okay, yeah, so if we want to do the $470, and if you want to make anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Do you want to make some motion? We need a second. Seconded by Patrick. Any discussion? We think we discussed it quite a bit, but anyway, we need to. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those against? Okay, motion so carried. So we got that out of the way. Continuing business there. I think we're pretty good shape here. Right. I think we got it, Liz. Or
all set.
George, you got anything, Nate? We're just about ready to close up shop, so you can...
I do. One thing briefly, I get a chance to tell you guys what I was over there. I know a couple of years ago, I had told the board I was appointed to a position with the State Chiefs Association, right? I've been approached by that organization to move into a director's role. So they have a seat on their board of directors specifically for an EMS chief. So I've been approached to take on that role as well.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah, I think. So in addition to the time I have to spend at the conference every year, this is a, I think, bi-monthly board meetings in Skodak, usually on a Friday afternoon. So I don't know if the supervisor of the board would feel that would be considered part of my job duties or if I would have to use time to attend those meetings. But,
and what's the benefit to us?
Involved heavily in EMS lobbying, representing the EMS community at state functions and things like that. You don't have to make a decision tonight. I just want to make you aware of it that it's.
So what
hour are you talking about Friday? When would you leave? Or not come here at all?
No, it's probably 3 hours on. Six times a year.
And what time do they normally meet, George? You set up in Skodak?
It's in the afternoons.
Like 2 o'clock?
I'll get you once I know.
So, did you already accept this position, or do you think it?
I'm in the process of. It won't take effect until June anyway. So, get more information, I'll make you aware of it.
But right. If you could obviously get everybody's email, so once you really know what that schedule would be like for you, and if you could email that to all the board members, and we could.
One other thing, and this is where, to your question of, all right, how does this benefit us? If I'm approved into that position, it opens up an opportunity for me to take on their, be their representative to the state EMS council. And that's where the big benefit comes in. The state EMS council is the governing body, if you will, through the health department for EMS. There's the EMS council, and then there's the companion group, which is the physicians council. They're the ones who set the treatment protocols. The EMS council does everything else and approves everything else as far as operational policy procedure at the state level to hearing appeals for certificate of need and all sorts of things like that. So, That's
an essential service.
What's that?
About an essential service.
That's part of the lobbying efforts. First and foremost, they're still trying to push through to get
that's the like, that's fire department to find some of the money. That's it looks like that's what the governor plans on finding some of the money that he has to fill the budget hole.
But if you got into that lobbying thing, then it would obviously or possibly take more time away from your current
right
job
now,
if you
no,
got
I mean,
more
right
training.
Right now, they only do one lobbying day
okay.
a year.
One day a year? Okay. So that's not... I mean, again, it's still open for discussion, but I mean, you're kind of a salaried employee, I believe, in the town of Catskill, so... Again, I'm fairly new at what everybody does in the town, but my observation so far is you're probably put in a little more than 8 hours a day or 40 hours a week type of thing, so...
Well,
and I don't know what that number is, and I was a salaried employee, so, again, if it's only... You know,
once I know
if it's only 20 or 25 hours a year and you're going to go up and take care of that job and get an opportunity to represent Catskill and do better for the, you know, the general public and everybody, it's not a lot of time. But again,
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I worked as a salary, they mean they beat me up. And I hope Catskill's beating you up, by the way, too. But I mean, I hope we're getting a lot of hours from you. But I mean, if you do 50 or 60, I mean, a few hours here and there, I don't think is a problem, but again, it's
and as far as anybody's worried about setting precedents, I think it would be an honor if once George goes, if the next ambulance administrator was also picked for this position. I mean, that'd be great that we had two.
Right, it's a feather in our cap in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
Saying that we got a representative that grew up in our community, works for our community,
yep.
and is representing. So I mean,
yeah, I
so.
Like,
that's a congratulations.
Yeah,
that's a congratulations. I appreciate it.
I want to make you aware of it. It's one of those things where I think it's one of those positions that, well, we're asking you because nobody else
wants it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I asked because there was.
It doesn't start for 6 months. You have an opportunity
yeah.
to reflect on those.
In the organization, who I felt had more time in and you know maybe more deserving, but.
Sometimes the cream comes to the top, George, too. You never get it. So
there are
all different ways to look at it.
I'll keep you apprised of that once I know more about the particulars of the meetings. And I'll pass that on.
I just want to make it
aware
that Patrick
would like
to go.
Can
you
bring
a guest? Because I'm sure Patrick would like to go.
I don't want to tell my wife, oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, he might be the next guy up. You never know if he's
something we're going to have to go.
But, good. Anybody else got anything to...
I just wanted to float a quick idea.
Sure.
And I've tossed this around a few times, and a lot of people know my stance on elected officials holding multiple positions. I wanted to kick around the idea of us maybe making a local law that if you're an elected official in the town of Catskill, that's the only elected position you hold while you're time in office. And everyone's known my philosophy is if you're elected to one seat, you should pull your attention to that one seat and not go off doing other things on top of your job that you've been elected to do for the people that you represent.
Well, the problem is trying to fill these seats is the problem. So when you have somebody that's willing to do and has the time,
absolutely.
You know,
I mean, the county has their law. None of us people on the town board level are ever running for county office.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, I think there's a. I mean, I don't know if this is really a.
The village can.
Totally
village
up to
can.
The town, you know, town board discussion
can.
Per se, but I mean, there are a lot of different laws out there, and there's a lot of what they call compatible and non-compatible positions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I would, you know, And again, a double thing, the village justice is, you know, that's not going to be a dual position much longer because the village is a
village. No, I'm not even just talking about that. I'm just talking if you get elected to run and hold a seat in the town of Catskill, that's where your time and your energy should be spent.
I would have to look for legal counsel, even if that's something that we...
Like I said, it's an idea.
It's an idea to express those opinions. But again, I don't know... If that's something that we can impose as a local law, and what that would entail to develop, and personally, I think some of the laws we have in place do a decent job at those things are ready. But because there, you know, again, there's a compatibility issue that could.
Right, that would be like the county saying, "Well, you have a full time job with us, so you can have a part time job somewhere else."
Well, but they're saying that if you have an elected office at the town of Catskill, you cannot run for county office.
That's no, I'm saying as a county employee, it would be like them saying that I can't get a part time job somewhere, and that's not right.
Right.
So what's the difference if you have two or one?
Because you double dip on the tax.
Well, you know, it's like everything else, though. I think.
So I guess I'm double dipping.
If right, if
the, sure I am. I'm getting paid from the taxpayers through the county.
Right, but you're not an elected official.
But I'm still getting paid by the taxpayers.
I think in the end, my opinion is the voters. They're pretty smart people out there, and if they don't think it's the right thing to do, they'll do the right thing as well. That's just another thought. But anyway, any further discussion on that, or we good? Anybody else want to add anything to the meeting tonight, or?
Just glad I made it.
So I'm glad you made it too.
My first one.
Yeah. Welcome. So welcome. I'm glad you both came tonight. It was good. And obviously we're looking for more. I'd like to see more participation from the general public. And
Liz.
Yes.
Thank you for everything that you've done.
Oh.
In this building that long.
Yes.
Yes.
You're welcome.
It means a lot.
And that's very second, you can't, and that's very true, I mean. And I think,
we'd be lost without
this. I thank Patrick. I'm down here quite a bit because I'm kind of new at it, but I go home a lot of nights and.
Got you in your head.
And she's here, yeah, so it's greatly appreciated and it definitely doesn't go unnoticed, that's for sure. And I thank you as well. Thank you. But anything else?
That's all. That's
it. Okay, let's get a motion.
No. I think
motion for Jared, second to adjourn.
I don't.
Or you're not ready yet.
No, I'm sorry.
No, we got a motion to adjourn by Jared.
Second.
You just second by Dawn. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
So
how did we end up?